In addition to the scientific achievements during the 20th century, some important laws were enacted that affected healthcare. The Hill-Burton Act of 1948 was a key piece of legislation that standardized and expanded care by providing financing to hospitals so they could develop into larger facilities with specialized services and enough beds for the population that they are meant to serve. This act legislated that 4.5 beds would be available for every 1,000 people in the local community. It standardized what a hospital should be. Up until then, many doctors would go to the patient's house, but with this law, we see more of a centralized urbanization of medical care. More and more physicians would now have an office, and people would come to the office for care and treatment. We also start to see more rules surrounding how hospitals are financed, which led to more administrative controls over hospitals. This meant less discrimination based on race, color, or creed, but also on things like severity of your illness. Prior to this time, the more severe the illness, the less the hospital wanted to admit the patient. Someone with a highly contagious disease was advised to stay home for care rather than affect others in the hospital. Under this law, specific units were developed in the hospital. One might be for contagious diseases, and specialists in these areas came about. Instead of having one town doctor that was supposed to do everything, we'd have pediatricians, ENTs, surgeons, cardiologists, pulmonary specialists, and so on. Specialization inherently means focused education and training, which means better care. Expansion of hospitals means more careers and areas for you to consider working in.